Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Thursday, March the 3rd. We're going to take up the subject of GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump on homosexual marriage and natural marriage. It's not something I think he's been asked about too much, and I imagine that if he were, he'd say, well, you know, we've already got the decision. We have Obergefell, and the Supreme Court has decided this. What's his position, and why is it that the nation's largest advocacy group for natural marriage is opposing the candidacy of Donald Trump? Brian Brown, president of National Organization for Marriage based in Washington, D.C., joins us. Brian, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me on.
So why is it that your organization, the nation's largest advocacy group for natural marriage, is opposing the presidential candidacy of Donald Trump?
Well, it's pretty simple. Donald Trump not only refused to sign our marriage pledge, which a number of candidates did do, which was a pledge to commit to do everything in his power to overturn Obergefell and restore marriage in this country. Not only did that, but in his public statements, he's been very clear. He had an interview a few months ago where he said the Supreme Court's made its decision. It's the law of the land. So our view is that Donald Trump has given up on marriage. He does not deserve our endorsement. There's many other reasons. I think that one of the big failures of this thus far in this presidential campaign is that folks don't know that, for example, Donald Trump had a strip club inside of one of his casinos, that he was on the cover of Playboy magazine. Of course, all of these things are not something we want in our future president, but the clearest reason on the marriage issue is the fact that he's not willing to stand up for marriage. Now, recently, he said some things where he said, well, I would strongly consider replacing the judges who force same-sex marriage on this country and overturning the decision. But that just goes to the heart of the matter that you can't trust him.
So where do the other candidates on both sides of the aisle stand on natural marriage?
Well, of course, Hillary Clinton famously was for traditional marriage, and she changed her position relatively quickly, and now she's very clearly an advocate for the redefinition of marriage. Bernie Sanders, the same. But on the Republican ticket, we have endorsed Ted Cruz because he's signed our pledge. He's been a clear advocate. But we've also worked with Marco Rubio in the past, and he's stood for marriage. The problem now is that we can't have good candidates dividing up the vote unless we want a disaster to happen. We need to unite around one candidate. We saw this months ago. That's why we endorsed Ted Cruz. There were many great candidates and also personal friends, folks like Ben Carson, Senator Santorum, that signed our pledge. But the reality is, and what we're seeing happen, I think it's obvious to everyone, that as conservatives split the vote among a number of candidates, they've allowed Donald Trump to win with only 32% of the vote in a number of these states. That's, in my view, disastrous for the party, and I think it's disastrous for marriage. So I think it's important that we unite behind Ted Cruz.
You mentioned Cruz, you mentioned Rubio, as well as those who have remained in the race. What about Governor Kasich on homosexual marriage?
Not good at all. Governor Kasich is another example of someone who said actually something very similar to Donald Trump, which is, this is the settled law. This is not the settled law, just like Roe versus Wade is not the settled law. It isn't settled because the Supreme Court had no right to impose same-sex marriage on this country. So Governor Kasich has not stood up for marriage. He's someone we've actively opposed and will actively oppose. But also, Governor Kasich is not, you know, a serious contender right now for the presidency. Donald Trump is.
The absence of Antonin Scalia from the court, how does that change the future calculus for any president who would want to advocate for natural marriage, who would want to see Obergefell turned over?
Well, one of the 5 points in our presidential marriage pledge was a commitment to appoint a judge who understands what the Constitution is and what it is not, someone who would be committed to nominating a judge that would get it right and overturn Obergefell. This has all, obviously, because of the passing of Justice Scalia, made that even more important. You know, it's not going to be down the line. It's going to be very quickly that a justice will be nominated. I think it also puts in the front of everyone else's mind that there will likely be other nominations to the court. And whoever is president is going to have the ability to undo a lot of damage on life and on marriage, or cement that damage even further into the law. So it is critical. And again, that's one of the reasons why we've been so vocal, even running television ads against Donald Trump, because, you know, frankly, you just cannot trust what he will do as far as nominations go, whereas someone like Ted Cruz, who has put his money where his mouth is, he's really one of us. He's someone who stood up repeatedly for marriage, for life. I consider him someone that I would be willing to go out and stand up and speak out for. He's a champion. That's why it's important we have someone like that in the White House. And again, you know, with the election being the way it is, there's not time to delay. Folks have to stand up and rally around Senator Cruz now, or else the nomination of Donald Trump in a few weeks could be a fait accompli.
So from 1 to 10, where would you place your confidence that a President Trump would turn the tide against homosexual marriage?
Oh, I have no confidence at all in that. There's no reason to have any confidence in that. Again, Donald Trump has said whatever he's wanted to say. He's changed his opinion so many times. I don't think there's any evidence at all that he believes that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. We have no evidence on that. He's been willing to say multiple things, and he's not someone you could put your confidence in.
Brian Brown is president of the National Organization for Marriage, based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to the National Organization for Marriage at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
When we come back, it's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're going to talk about a RICO lawsuit that has been filed against former Mars Hill pastor Mark Driscoll. Chris Roseboro of Fighting for the Faith will be our guest. So when we come back, This Week in Pop American Christianity, I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.